Move at 92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line. Hey, girl. So, I just want to let you know that, like, if a fat man approaches you tonight and puts you in a giant bag, it's okay. Because I told Santa that I wanted you for Christmas. It's gonna be Santa.
Okay.
Whatever you do, don't give him a swirly in the girl's bathroom. Instead, ask him to kick it sometime and then give him the number to the Loser Line so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
And I think something might be wrong with your phone, or maybe you're not getting your messages, but I thought I'd try another one because, you know, I called you a few days ago, and I was thinking we could get together. We could kind of pump it out and really combine forces as we get our minds and bodies and spirits healthy and just, you know, do a little bit of that together. Like, you know, I thought we were going to because, you know, you seemed interested and you know I'm interested in health and physical health. So let's make this happen.
Next message.
Okay, even if you met somebody like, hey, we should totally work out together sometime, don't ever start a message for the first time with, hey, I think we should pump it out.
Wait, but yeah, was what? He talking about working out or was he not? I'm still confused.
Yeah, it sounded like he was trying to be intimate, but...
That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't know how to say it?
Yeah, but then at the end he was saying we're both into health and fitness, so I'm guessing,
well,
I don't know, it was just all bad.
A healthy sex life is also good for the mind and body.
Next message.
Hi, it's Amanda. I hooked up with you last night. I tried to sneak out this morning, and I left my keys somewhere in your place. Please, please, please. I've been outside your building for like an hour, and I really have to be running late for work. Please call me ASAP.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
Oops.
I've never felt so bad for somebody on the Loser Line.
Awkward.
Oh, do you think she's still standing outside?
Yeah, maybe. Or she finally knocked on his door. He's like, I've been trying to call you. He's like, oh, yeah, sorry, phone's off. Just, when you leave here, here's your stuff. But just keep calling that number and I'll call you back. Remember, you can get the special Loser Line phone number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. And we'll give you that phone number so you can give it out to somebody and hopefully they leave an awkward voicemail like this one.
Next message.
Hi, this is message for and you know who this is because this is the guy that you never called back. Because either you're too busy, or you changed your mind, or maybe you're just a stuck-up, evil woman who thinks it's funny to give numbers up to guys and have great conversation and feel like you connected on some level, and then you're just like, no, is that what you do? You just go out and you lead a guy on thinking like, oh, this is different. This is not some just random hookup at some bar. So... you know what? Don't call me back. And I'm glad I never heard from you, and I never want to hear from you again.
Next message.
Is that what you do? You go out and have friendly conversation?
Yeah, I'll show him.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to hear from her again, so I don't think he should worry about that. I love those ones in the Loser Line where people are like, you know what? You didn't call me back, so I don't want you to ever call me back again. I'm leaving you a voicemail because of it. And then the other thing, too, is how people get so offended that somebody doesn't want to talk to them. They're like, yeah, is that what? That's what you do. That's the game that you play.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You know
I see
just...
what it is. You think it's fun. You get a kick out of doing this. Like, no, maybe you were just lame.
Or they were just trying to be polite, and it was just like a normal conversation that you read way too far into.
Yep. Evil.
Yeah.
Evil woman.
Right. Total.
Mm-hmm.
Next message.
Hey. We met at a wedding a couple of weeks ago. Remember that was, man. Now I had a great time. You are a hell of a dancer. That's awesome. You were out there on the dance floor. That was great. I wanted to ask you if you were interested in, you know, getting some dinner, maybe some drinks. And also, I remember you talked about you worked at, and I was wondering because my phone's getting kind of old, and I was kind of wondering if you do you get a nice discount? I know that some places you don't get great discounts, but do employees get a nice discount? I mean, it's not important. It was just I was just curious. I was just wondering. So anyway, give me a call back when you get a chance. All right? All right. Bye.
Next message.
He was
so you work
good
at a cell phone company.
That.
It's not a big deal at all. And I don't really care at all. But just curious. Like, so if I came in there one day and I was like to get a phone or something, you could give me your employee discount. But I'm just curious. Like, I'm not going to do that. But.
Isn't it amazing how people can ask basically a stranger for the hookup?
Yeah.
Like,
totally.
Hey,
yeah.
Give me the hookup. And I'm like, what? I don't know you.
We haven't gone on a date yet,
right?
Dude.
Yeah.
Like, you work for Metro PCS? Hey, you should let me get your phone number real quick.
Like, my mom doesn't even get a discount. Slow down, buddy.
Yeah, right?
Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Hey, what's up? So, had a good time with you at the old this past weekend, and I'd love to take you out on a first date. If you could do me a huge favor and... you know, either text me or call me back and leave me your email address so I can send you this questionnaire that I like to send out, you know, before first dates and whatnot. I mean, I know we had a good time and not going to deny that, but it's really important. And I think it's a tool that most people should use. So assuming that we look good together on paper, you know, maybe I could take you out on a nice date. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Next message.
That's too bad she didn't get that number because I bet she would have killed the essay section of that.
I like it. Very detail oriented. Uh-huh. Just like a job interview. Uh-huh. So what would you say your best quality is and your worst quality? I'm a bit of a perfectionist. That's the thing that always gets me. All right, that was the loser line. Listen to it regularly on Monday at 7:10 and 9:10. Your free money phone tap worth $500 is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.